Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Tailored for Success. This is your Take It to the Top coach, Sharice Taylor. And on today's broadcast, we are talking about ordinary or extraordinary. Which life do you choose? Ordinary or extraordinary? Which life do you want to create for yourself? Every day, we are faced with numerous choices that can either lead us to a lifestyle of ordinary or extraordinary lives. And so what I want to do today is to give you four power tips, four take-it-to-the-top tips that are going to help you to have the extraordinary life that I know you desire. I don't believe that anybody wakes up in the morning and they say, you know, I hope today is ordinary. I hope today is average. I hope today is typical. I hope today is mundane, uneventful. Most people are not looking for that type of experience when they get out of bed. They're looking for something exciting. They're looking for something engaging, something empowering to their lives. And so in order to have that type of life, we have to make choices daily that are going to support that. We all want the extraordinary life. We want to live life at the top. We want to break through to our best. And so today we're going to talk about, again, four powerful steps that you can take. And if you take them and you are consistent with them, faithful with them, you will live an extraordinary life. That first take it to the top tip is to define what would create your extraordinary life. Define it. Sit down. I am a true fan. Those of you that have been listening to Tailored for Success for any time know that I am huge on getting out the old-fashioned paper and pen and writing things out, getting some clarity about what exactly you want to accomplish, whether it be a goal, whether it be a to-do list, whether it be a conversation, a meeting. Really writing things out helps to give focus and clarity. And you cannot create or make choices that lead to an extraordinary life if you don't know what that entails. So if you don't know what your extraordinary life is going to include or the details of what it would look like, then we have a problem, okay? So you have to define what it is that you want. What do you want in your spiritual life? What are your desires for your relationships? What does an extraordinary life have as far as relationships with your family, with your friends, with your spouse or significant other, within your community? What types of relationships do you want? What about an extraordinary health style? An extraordinary health style, not lifestyle, but health style. What does an extraordinary health style look like to you? How do you feel? How does your body look? What types of food do you eat? What types of exercise do you engage in? So we have to talk about our health. And when I talk about health, I want you to include emotional and mental as well. How is your mind, your clarity? What about your intellect? How will you feed your intellect, your curiosity? How will you continue to feed yourself in that realm? And your emotions, what type of love? What emotions do you want to eliminate in your extraordinary life or experience minimally? Because we all ebb and flow with different emotions, but what is the emotion you most want to feel? Peace, tranquility, serenity, satisfaction. What are the feelings that you love, the feelings that you really want to feel in that extraordinary life that you're going to create? And then what about your career? What does your extraordinary career look like? Is it a job? Is it living a life of an entrepreneur? Is it starting your own business? What does your extraordinary career look like and feel like? We have to know, number one, we're still on step number one, defining what would create your extraordinary life. We have to know what the details are. Take it to the top, tip number two in creating your extraordinary life. Devise a divine destiny roadmap. Devise a divine destiny roadmap. Step number one, we're figuring out what we want. Step number two, we are devising a plan of how to get there. Now, let me say this, that I believe personally, I am a very faith-based spiritual person. And so I believe that when we're talking about creating a roadmap, that our ultimate business partner, life partner, God, has to be involved in this. So we want to seek God out in prayer and get guidance about that. So devise a divine destiny, because we make our plans and then God has his plans, correct? So we just want to make sure that things, as much as possible, are in line, number one, with the word of God, but number two, also with his will. So we want to make sure the word of God and his will, those are congruent, married together with what we're wanting to manifest in our lives. So number one, you know what you want, and now we need a map, a roadmap of how you're going to get there. How are you going to create that healthy spiritual life, number one? Will it be through prayer? Will it be through Bible study, community involvement, through meditation? How are you going to have that extraordinary spiritual life? How are you going to develop and cultivate those wonderful relationships with family, friends, your spouse, significant other, etc.? How are you going to do that? Is it going to mean scheduling time for the people most precious to you, whether it's a phone call, Skype time, FaceTime, in-person time? How are you going to do that? And then your health. You know, what will you need to do? I'll need to exercise. How will you do that? When will you do that? So step number two is, I'm sorry, yes, step number two is devising a divine destiny roadmap. That's the how. That's the how to get there. That's how to get to extraordinary. So we have to have a plan of action to implement that. Take it to the top. Say that three times really fast. Take it to the top. Tip number three, cultivate a fierce. Distractions will come in all types of forms and fashions. So you have to cultivate a fierce focus on the things that are most important to you, on the things that most need your attention and that need to be accomplished on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis, because distractions will come. They'll come in the way of family, friends, your social media, a lot of your time wasters, procrastination will come in and try to steal. So you have to have a fierce focus. That is take it to the top tip number three. And take it to the top tip number four. Leave the crowd. Leave the crowd. And why is that important for developing your extraordinary life? That is important due to the fact that a lot of times the crowd is not doing that extraordinary thing. The crowd is not experiencing that extraordinary life. So we have to be careful about the crowd. There are sometimes some good things with going with what's trending now, what's popular, what the majority are doing and saying. But most of the time, going with the crowd is going to lead to typical, normal, average. Most of the time, again, there are some exceptions, but most of the time, the crowd is doing what's comfortable and the crowd is doing what is safe. So, I highly recommend that if you want an extraordinary life, that you leave the crowd and you trailblaze a new path for your life, because living an extraordinary life is going to take boldness and it is going to take bravery. And so I want to close here today by just recapping those Take It to the Top tips for taking your life from ordinary to extraordinary. And I know that that's the life that you want to live. So number one, define what you would create. Define what would create your extraordinary life. What would create your extraordinary life? What do you want? What does an extraordinary life look and feel like to you? So that's number one. Number two, devise a divine destiny roadmap. A divine destiny roadmap. You've defined what you want. Now we have to define a plan for how you will get there. How will you accomplish everything that is needed in order to have an extraordinary life? Number three, cultivate a fierce focus. A fierce focus, making sure that we keep the distractions to a minimum, that we have a backup plan for as far as managing our time, and making sure that we keep a fierce focus on number one and number two, and making sure that we give that the time and the attention that it needs. And last but not least, our last Take It to the Top tip for living an extraordinary life is to leave the crowd. Leave the crowd behind. You want to make sure that you are doing something distinguished and different. So you're going to want to leave the crowd behind. I hope that these tips helped you. I hope that you will use them. And until next time, my friends, remember this. The best is yet to come. You've been listening to Tailored for Success with your host, Charisse Taylor. Bye-bye.